With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Iran war rages on.
Iran has launched a new wave of attacks on Thursday morning at Israeli and American bases, while Israel said it had begun a large-scale attack on Tehran as Israeli and Iranian strikes in the Middle East commence for a sixth day. Plumes of smoke were seen rising across various parts of Tehran on Thursday morning as U.S.-Israeli airstrikes continued to pound the Iranian capital. The Islamic Republic threatened that the United States would bitterly regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean on Wednesday. Iran is launching more missiles at Israel, as Israel said it was moving to intercept them. The Israeli military has also confirmed its continuing strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group.
Correspondent Karen Chamas. The House set to vote today on a resolution to halt military action unless it's approved by Congress.
Thursday's roll call will offer a snapshot of the support or opposition in Congress for the widening conflict that's reordering U.S. priorities at home and abroad. It's the second vote in as many days after the Senate defeated a similar measure along party lines Wednesday. Lawmakers are confronting the sudden reality of representing the nation in wartime and all that entails, with lives lost, dollars spent, and alliances tested by our president's decision to go to war with Iran. Republicans largely back the war, while Democrats oppose, but there are splinters in both parties. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week unchanged from the week before. Jobless claims for the week ending February 28th matching the previous week's 213,000. Stocks sharply lower on Wall Street. The Dow down 652 points, a loss of more than 1%, while the Nasdaq is off 74 points. This is SRN News. A Texas fire department chaplain wins a big settlement.
The city of Austin dismissed Andrew Fox after he stated that men should not be allowed to play sports against women. He filed suit, and now the city has agreed to pay him $78,000 to settle the case. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Fox and released a statement saying, quote, "Everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment just for expressing a view with which the government disagrees." Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James ordering one of Manhattan's largest hospitals to resume providing sex change operations for youngsters. NYU Langone stopped doing the procedures amid funding threats from the Trump administration. In a letter to the hospital, the attorney general claims the hospital's decision violates the state's anti-discrimination laws by jeopardizing access to medically necessary health care for some of the most vulnerable New Yorkers. This is SRN News. Is it the real deal or something else?
An independent researcher has asserted that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius who is one of the most imitated artists in the world. The unverified claim by Valentino Salerno on Wednesday has unsettled Renaissance scholars, especially since a recent sketch of a foot attributed to Michelangelo, but disputed by some as a copy, recently fetched $27.2 million at auction. Salerno has published her initial claims online. Keith Peters, Washington.
Utah GOP Congressman Burgess Owens says he will not seek re-election. His decision comes after a redistricting shakeup left Utah's four Republican representatives vying for three House seats this fall. More details at srnnews.com.